From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Protesters are taking to the streets again in the Middle East and North Africa. In Libya, witnesses say they are gathering in what has become the flashpoint city of Benghazi, where security forces reportedly opened fire yesterday. The Associated Press reports the death toll in Libya over the past several days is approaching 100. The BBC's John Line reports the anti-government protests in Libya appear to be concentrated along the northern coast of the country and not in the capital.
Troubles have spread to cities going along that coastal strip. I mean, Benghazi is a couple of thousand, 2,000 kilometers or so from Tripoli. So it's a long way away and quite a sparsely populated country. But the troubles had spread along the coastal strip, but hadn't really arrived in Tripoli itself. And somebody was just driving around just a couple of hours ago in Tripoli itself, and he said he really hadn't seen any sign of trouble. It really was business as normal on the first day of the working week there. That it has not spread at all to Tripoli yet.
The BBC's John Line reporting from Cairo. Libyan authorities are not allowing foreign reporters to enter the country. New protests are planned in other North African countries. NPR's Tom Jelton is in Casablanca, Morocco. He reports a youth movement is calling for a big street demonstration today.
The news of the shooting in Libya, arriving in Morocco via Facebook, reminded people here that protests can be a dangerous thing. By comparison, the demonstrations in Morocco are likely to be more peaceful. King Mohammed VI has presided over a relatively soft authoritarian regime. But Moroccan youth, like others in the Arab world, are fired up over high unemployment and rampant corruption. Abu Amar Tafnoudi, one of the youth organizers of the Moroccan protest, is anticipating a big day. For me, this is a decisive moment, says Abu Amar. It is the first time Moroccans are taking to the streets to demand a parliamentary government. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Casablanca.
Demonstrators are back in the streets of Yemen's capital today. In Bahrain, things are relatively peaceful as opposition leaders meet to consider what to do about an offer of negotiations with the ruling family. Anti-government protesters in Bahrain camped out overnight in the traffic circle in the capital. That's become the focal point of their demonstrations. The death toll in this weekend's attack on a bank in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad is climbing. A government spokesman now says at least 38 people are dead, 21 of whom were members of the Afghan security forces. More than 70 were wounded, including civilians and bank workers. The spokesman says the attack was carried out by a team of armed suicide bombers. The big dispute in Wisconsin over collective bargaining rights for public employees is being closely watched. There's been nearly a week of demonstrations, and more are expected in Madison today. Tens of thousands, both for and against the plan, turned out yesterday. You're listening to NPR News. Two Iranian Navy vessels are approaching Egypt's Suez Canal. They're due to pass through the canal today or tomorrow. It would mark the first passage of an Iranian vessel since the 1979 revolution. Israel's prime minister accuses Iran of exploiting the instability in Egypt. A winter storm is making things difficult in the western United States. There have been power outages and road closures as Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports some of Arizona's major highways have been affected.
Crews closed U.S. Interstate 17 north of Phoenix near Sedona for several hours due to heavy snowfall, and a state highway between Phoenix and points north has been closed as well. Traffic between Flagstaff and Sedona has also been restricted. Further south, the precipitation is falling as heavy rain. Intense wind gusts and blowing rain cut power to tens of thousands of people in the Phoenix suburbs, and the temperature dropped 20 degrees in just a few hours. It's been an unusual winter for weather in the Phoenix area. Temperatures were well below freezing around New Year's and were in the mid-70s just a few days ago. A winter storm warning remains in effect through Sunday. Forecasters predict parts of northern Arizona could receive up to 20 inches of snow before the holiday weekend is over. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Firefighters and emergency responders in the eastern U.S. are counting on strong winds to subside today. The winds whipped up dozens of wildfires in the mid-Atlantic region, and high winds in Maryland and Virginia cut power to thousands. In New York City, the winds whipped up a fire that burned a six-story apartment building last night. A fire official says 20 firefighters suffered non-life-threatening injuries. This is NPR News.
Support